Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, Cowboy Wisdom Radio. And tonight we're going to open your eyes to some new visionary because Nancy Matthews is my guest and she's a visionary with guts. So we're going to open your visionary eyes to see your entrepreneurial wise dance in your mind's eye. So without any further ado, I'm going to welcome Nancy to the show. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I am so happy to be here, and I live in Davie, Florida, so cowboy wisdom fits right in. I live in cowboy country, so it's just perfect.
You know, there's an ironic thing. Florida almost has more cattle than Texas.
Really? I did
at
not
one
know
time
that.
At one time they did. I don't know if there still is true or not, but at one time. But anyway, Nancy, you have a series of a CD series called Visionaries with Guts. How, tell people about that, because that just intrigues me, because you got to have some guts to live your dream.
Absolutely, you do. And thanks, Rob. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here with you and with the listeners. And this whole concept of visionary with guts came about when my sister Susan was introducing me when I was speaking at one of our events. And she said, this was years ago, she said, I want to, you know, bring up now my sister Nancy Matthews. She's the founder of Women's Prosperity Network, been an entrepreneur. She's really what I refer to as a visionary with guts. And she went on to share that lots of people have visions and goals and dreams, but few people have the guts to go for it. And I was really kind of taken back when she said that, because I didn't realize that's what I was doing. And what came to me as soon as she said that is, I know that each and every one of us are visionaries. The guts comes from having people around you to support you, guide you, and encourage you, and say, you go, you can do this, how can I help you? And that's really the basis of the entire community of Women's Prosperity Network that we've created, is people helping each other live their visions and their goals and their dreams.
You know, and that's very true, but here's something that I understand now, and I want to get your input on this. But when you have a vision or a dream and you want to put it or energize it into your life, the people you really choose not to tell is your friends, coworkers, and other people. You really want to find an outside source that will engage you in conversation to expand that. How do you feel about
Absolutely.
That?
I totally agree with you that typically that's how it turns out in people's lives, because When you get that visionary spark, it tends to mean that you're kind of breaking some rules, you're going against the norm, you're not going to be just another cattle following the herd. You're stepping out and you're doing something differently. And the people that you're closest with, unless they're just like you and also visionaries with guts, the people closest to you will tend to say, I don't really think that's going to work, or you're trying that again, or you're starting another new business, why don't you just go get a job? And they say that for two reasons. One is they see what appears to be struggle and challenge as you're growing and stepping out. And they don't want to see you suffer. So I believe that most of it comes from love for you, that they don't want to see you suffer. The other piece of it is it's really based upon their own fears and lack of belief in themselves to do what you're attempting to do.
And deep down, don't you feel, Nancy, they really want to see you fail so they can say, I told you so?
I tend to want to look at the world and look at people through rose-colored glasses, and I'm oftentimes, you know, told that I do that. And rather than them wanting to see you fail and be able to say, I told you so, I think that what happens really is when you succeed and you're striving and you're going out there and you're making a difference for yourself and others, doing things that they weren't willing to do, It's more about your success makes them look bad and feel bad. And it gets couched and covered up in I told you so in righteousness, but what's really going on is you make them look bad when you succeed.
Yeah, and you know the thing is that you really actually in all overall you want to see them succeed and then you reach out to them. And don't they get kind of jealous too?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll share with you that when I first went into business for myself, which was in 2002, I opened a title company, real estate and, you know, investing. I was riding high, making lots of money very quickly. And the people that were in my life then faded away because we didn't have the same things in common. I was going to say they couldn't handle the success I was experiencing, and I got negativity and negative feedback from them. So as an entrepreneur, we are always finding new opportunities to continue to grow and expand. And not everything works. I've probably had more failures than I've had successes. And I've had successes because I've been willing to fail.
That's the biggest thing right there. And
yep.
Now we want to open, you know, if you're willing to fail, you're willing to win.
Oh, that was good. You're so right. You're so right.
And now we want to talk about Nancy's getting ready to release a new book. It's called The One.
I know, I'm very excited.
The One Philosophy. And that that's profound to me because when you can understand the one, you understand the world. So tell people about The One Philosophy, when it's going to be available and be open for people and be ready for people to buy to expand their life.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you for that. And The One Philosophy really touches back to what I said a few minutes ago about I choose to look through the world and look at people through rose-colored glasses. So The One Philosophy is based upon an observance that I have of human behavior, which is when you are in the presence of someone who you think is the one who's going to be your next big client, the one who's going to, you know, get you a connection to somebody, the one who's going to be your future spouse, your partner, or your best friend. When we are in the presence of someone who we think is the one, we tend to treat that person with a little more excitement, enthusiasm, and respect. So the person walks in the room, and you're like, oh, that's the one. So you stand up a little straighter. You listen more intently. You pay them more attention. And the premise then follows with treating each and every person you meet as if they are the one because they just might be. And here's what happened. I have had my belief and my core philosophy ever since I'm a child is that every single person we meet, we encounter for some reason, either for me to learn something or for me to teach something. There's always a reason why two people come together. And when you treat people as if they are the one with excitement, it's like, Rob, I can't wait to discover. Our paths have crossed several times now, and this is our first real interaction with each other. I can't wait to see what's in store for us as we learn more about each other, as we find our similarities and our values and our missions. I know that there's a bigger purpose besides just this radio show, that you and I are connected. So my focus and goal is to discover that, to treat you as if you are the one, because you are and you very well could be. So when people start treating each other as if they are the one, well then, you start opening up. You share more about your visions, your passions, and what's really important. And that's how that synchronicity can be revealed. As opposed to simply walking past somebody who you don't treat as if, you know, you pay no attention to them. I was at dinner a couple of weeks ago with my kids, and we were sitting at the table talking about my grandson wanting to do breakdancing. Oh, he really likes breakdancing. and I had already built up a rapport with the waitress, and she happened to come over at the exact time that we were having this conversation, and she says, "Oh, Felix, my grandson, you want to do breakdancing? My daughter takes breakdancing in the building next door." Boom, a week later, he's enrolled in breakdancing classes.
What Nancy just said is probably the wisdom that will make anybody dance in prosperity, because I look at everybody on the street as people to me are wisdom on feet and wisdom in motion, because when I'm paying attention, my attention goes to what they're going to say to expand my dreams and expand my desires rather than, oh, no, because I say hi to everybody I see on the street, you know, Nancy, and if they walk by in a hurry, that's fine. If they stop and have conversation, that's fine. But that, you never know which one is the one, and that is very
true. Yeah.
And so when is the One Philosophy going to be available? Where is it going to be available, and how can people buy it to expand their lives?
All right. Well, the first thing you want to do, I just finished it. I had a big conference this past weekend, and it was really pushing it to the wire to get it done in time. So if you go to my website, nancymatthews.com, or email nancy@nancymatthews.com. I haven't even set up the payment buttons or anything yet for the book, but just go to nancymatthews.com and send me an email, and I'll be happy to get you a copy as soon as it's ready for shipping. I just got home from dinner tonight, and the boxes were sitting by my door, so I was very excited. This is perfect timing for the call tonight.
And I'm on nancymatthews.com right now, and there's just a plethora of wisdom on here for people to expand their life. And now, Nancy, when you started into this voyage of this visionary with guts voyage, I love that, visionary with guts, because that's what it takes. And
it does.
What in your life today is still with you that started with you, besides your kids and some other things?
Well, I'm blessed that I get the privilege of being in business with my two sisters, Trish Carr and Susan Winner. And we started working together in 2002 is when I opened my first business, and I got started, and then my sister Susan came to work with me, and then my sister Trish came to work with me. So I've been working with my sisters side by side for, you know, over 10 years now. So that is one of my greatest joys and blessings. And then we created this community for women, Women's Prosperity Network. What is with me are my values, which are clearer now than ever before. What I've left behind is self-doubt, is fear. And not to say that fear doesn't show up, but when fear shows up, I now have amazing tools and resources to say, "Ah, there you are, fear. I knew you were going to come again today. Don't you remember? There's no place for you in my life. We're moving forward anyway."
And see, I love fears for this reason, because fears expand astute revelation, making me open up, because I address them to see where I was scared, and then I can move forward with the wisdom they showed me.
Oh, that was profound, Rob. That was good. Yeah.
But
it's,
you know,
it's
you
very
said
true.
Something, and you know, you said something in there. That's really, you said something earlier, the words "I choose." Do you feel when somebody says, "I'm going to do that," you stop paying attention, but if somebody says, "I choose to do that," you open your eyes and listen better?
I definitely do, because choosing is the only thing that we get to control in our lives. Choosing our thoughts, choosing our actions, choosing the people we want to be around. When you make a choice, it's a declaration, and it's affirming to yourself to move forward in whatever that action is. So I definitely do pay attention when, you know, because, oh, I'm going to do this someday, this and that. No, I'm choosing to do this tomorrow. So let me talk about this latest book, The One Philosophy, for example. I've been teaching in all my speaking over the past 5 years. I've been teaching the One Philosophy probably for the past three. So every time you see me speak, there's a section where I teach about the One Philosophy, because my mission is to transform our world by more people embracing the One Philosophy. And this book could have been written 2 years ago, a year ago, and I just kept putting it on the sidelines. I'm doing this project, that project, and I committed that I was going to make sure that it got done for this conference. So I declared it in public for the past 3 months. The book will be released at the conference, and it had to get done. So that was a choice that I made, and being my word, I had to follow through on it.
And see, that's the thing. You know, people say you put pressure on yourself, but actually you make your abilities adapt to the situation, don't you feel?
Absolutely. I love that. Make your abilities adapt to the situation. Because we have it within us. I am somebody, and I think many entrepreneurs and visionaries operate in this fashion. I am so good with a deadline. And as a visionary, I could spend all my time visioning new ideas, being creative, and never completing anything. That's the one downside to being a visionary. There's so many new ideas already always coming in. So in order for me to complete and deliver and create the impact in the world that I'm seeking to create, setting deadlines is a very good thing for me. When I wrote my first book, Visionaries with Guts, that came about. I'm a big believer in writing vision statements and setting intentions and the power of creation and the ability that we have to create our lives. So for everyone listening right now, I want you to consider that exactly what's happening in your life right now, whether you are experiencing joy in all your relationships, your bank account is overflowing, you're feeling good health-wise, or whether things aren't going so well and you're feeling stressed out and struggling and trying to pay your bills and getting your business off the ground or working in a job that's not making you happy. Everything in your life right now, you create it.
You know, that's ironic you said that, because I wrote something yesterday called Every Challenge, All the Challenges, Chaos, and Bliss in My Life is Internal Me.
That's right.
And see, when you can start that, and I got divorced clear back in 94. And, you know, in this thing I wrote yesterday, my divorce was 100% my doings because of my actions on my side. That's all I can, that's all I can look at. I took it away from her, because that's why this is something I feel, and I was going to get your opinion on this. People struggle with people because they're always looking at the other person for the faults that are within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You feel that?
Oh, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, one of the principles in the book, The One Philosophy, there are seven principles to living the way of the One. And one of the principles is taking 100% responsibility for your life. So, you know, you asked me earlier, what have I left behind? I have left behind blaming and complaining. The minute go ahead.
Go ahead, finish. No, you go ahead.
The minute that I notice in myself, and this works for everybody, the minute that we step into blaming and complaining, we've now given up our power and control of our lives.
That's absolutely true. The definition of blame is being lousy at managing everything.
Oh, I like that. Being lousy at managing everything. So true.
And if you look at that, people that fail in business or in life, they're always on the blame. They're always blaming something but themselves, mm-hmm. and unwilling to adapt their abilities to the situation. Don't you feel that?
Yes, absolutely. You are so wise, Rob. I'm loving this conversation.
Well, me too. And this is the thing I want this radio show is about. It's about promoting people with wisdom and visionaries with guts. And if anybody can't be a visionary with guts, you're really not going to expand your life. And that's a key word I use in my life now is expand. So with your stuff and the way you're talking, but you use the word that really, it's not steps, it's not programs. You use the word principle. And that makes a person open their eyes to something, because steps and programs, to me, we've had all of our life. But how do you think using the word principle over steps and program actually gives people a more opening, a more open wisdom within themselves to see themselves expand through life?
It's interesting because this today, right now, this is the first conversation and interview I've done about the book. And very few people have read it. I only had 50 copies that were delivered to our conference, and I just got the rest of them now. And as I was writing the book, I went through, should they be steps? Should they be, you know, chapters? What should it be? And I said, no, these are principles. Because what you experience in life and the quality of your life is really based upon the core of who you are. And we live our life by principles. We don't live our life by systems and rules. And yes, we have all of that, but what are the principles? A principle brings it down to a heart center. A principle brings it to a way of being instead of a way of doing.
And that's absolutely astute right there, because people are used to being programmed, and the programs and the steps is what we've done all of our life. And how would that, to me, that just puts you back into everything you know. And to know is to live in memory. And a principle or to understand is an opening for new to come in. So if that, somebody chose to read the philosophy of one, what would be new to them by the time they finish the book? And what would they be willing to see new in their life, do you feel, Nancy?
They would be, that's a great question. They would be willing to open up to the expansion that's available when they see other people for who they really are, creative, walking wisdom, just like you said. When we can see each other as the beautiful, magnificent, unique human beings that we are, that's where peace, prosperity, harmony, laughter, and love, that's where all that is born. When we have our shields up and we walk through this world with our hands or with our heads bowed down and our hands on our cell phone without paying attention to who's around us, you're missing out on life. Life is about interacting with each other. Life is about discovering and doing the dance together. Life is about sharing your heart's desires with other people because, as my friend Jack Canfield says, the universe is conspiring in your favor. We're not here to suffer. We're here to be the expression of our desires. And we are all given different desires, different things that we want to achieve and accomplish. We have physicists, we have mathematicians, we have rock and roll stars, we have artists, we have people who do clothing, you know, and we have, thankfully, the people who work and toil to take out our garbage. Every single one of us matters.
You know, that's true, and you know, this is a question I've asked a lot of people. You know, if all the CEOs, the politicians, and the upper management go home for a month, would this country still function on a day-to-day basis?
I see where you're going.
and it would, but if all the hourly workers and all the workers stay home, this country shut down.
Absolutely.
It's never what isn't, and what isn't is. And that's And that's the secret to the philosophy of one, from what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. It isn't what you see, it's what you're willing to step through. And
exactly.
Also in the philosophy, you know, in the visionary with guts and the philosophy of one, if you're listening to what Nancy has spoken, you're going to see the way you can expand your wisdom, energize your entrepreneurial spirit, and enterprise your pioneering prowess to experience life with galvanizing gusto. And that is what the world is. And Nancy, is the world full of prosperity and we're just unwilling to see it, most of us, do you feel?
Yes, I do absolutely believe in a limitless, infinite supply. One of my favorite books is a book written in 1910 by Wallace Wattles, and it's called The Science of Getting Rich. Have you ever read that, Rob?
Yes.
So,
and I got the CD set.
Right. So here's what happened with me. In The Science of Getting Rich, it was written in 1910. I had somebody give me this book when I first went into business in 2002. And quite frankly, it became one of those bathroom books that I read sometimes, and then I got a new magazine in, and I never finished it. In 2011, I reread the book and studied it in a mastermind group, and I had money coming in, clients from all over the place, you know, just coming to me out of the woodwork and out of the blue. And the premise of the book is that we live in a creative plane, and there's a way of thinking and a way of being that allows us to tap into the infinite supply that's available and just waiting for us to declare our wants upon this formless substance. And to some of your listeners, this may be out there, but I'm guessing it's not so much. This book had such a profound effect on me and those of us in the mastermind group that I created a course. I was like, everybody has to read this. And it was at the same time that Occupy Wall Street was happening. So what I did is I took this book and I broke it down into a 30-day program where in 15 minutes a day you digest and reflect on these principles, and I have some additional teachings that I include in it, and it's a 30-day journey. And I got to tell you, Rob, I had one woman whose bank account was negative before she did the course, and on day 24 she had $29,000 in her bank. I had one woman who increased her sales by 150% in the 1 month. Another who made more in that 1 month than she had in the previous 12. I had a woman manifest, she sold her house and bought a new one for a profit. It is magical. And it happens when you take your time and, again, infuse the principles that are laid out in The Science of Getting Rich. So on my website, nancymatthews.com, there's information about that course there, and I'll be putting the book up in just a few days. I'm sure I'll have it up by the weekend. So it's really about this infinite supply and learning to come from a creative mind rather than a competitive mind, because when you step into competition, you create that win-lose scenario. And it really doesn't have to be that way. And I know you know this, Rob. That's how you live.
You know, that is very true. And I'm also on one of Nancy's other websites, magicalmarketingmakeover.com. And, you know, it's absolutely astonishing you said that to me, because a lot of people don't understand that wealth isn't about being smart. Wealth is about being to energize your whys during a challenging time and see the wisdom in your challenges to expand. Ain't that what the principles you're talking about really help you, expand you through that?
Absolutely. Absolutely they do. And as I mentioned earlier, I am a big proponent of getting in touch with what it is that you want and then focusing on it and tasting and smelling the details of what it looks like. And then stepping out in action. John Assaraf said one of my most favorite comments. I saw him speak a couple years ago, and he said, you know, I was in the movie The Secret, and it talks about the law of attraction. He said a lot of people watch the movie The Secret or they read about the law of attraction, but they're not getting what it is they want, and it's because they forgot about the law of Goya. Have you heard about the law of Goya?
Yeah, I had Trisha on a couple of weeks ago, but
she talked about
more.
It. Yeah, yeah. So the law of Goya is
get
off your butt. That's the law of Goya, I guess.
But you know, ain't that the truth? You can't have couch potatoes arthritis and expect to run win a marathon.
I like that. Yes, yeah. It's the energy and the intention behind the action that you take that determines the outcome. And when I work with clients one-on-one, when I do coaching and when I'm doing teachings and workshops, when your action is about making the sale and making money, coming from fear, lack, or desperation, the client feels that and is less likely to do business with you. When you show up to simply be of service, they're much more likely to want to work with you because you're showing up simply to help them.
And see, here's the thing. I let go of helping people and everything. It's something I like this. I serve life. There's no strife in it. There's nothing. I just serve life. And when I do that,
love that.
I'm just open to what it is.
I love that. I love that. You're just like the tree growing in the forest. Your purpose is to grow, and you soak in the sun, and you soak in the rain. And even when the wind comes, you accept that as well. It's all part of the process of being in life. That's beautiful, Rob.
And see, and I'm going to be honest. If you've been listening to Nancy, that's what she is. She's serving life. And if it's for you, if it isn't, that's fine. But it's where do you choose to be in a year from now? So how do you listen now?
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's the principles that I share in all of my books and my teachings is really on people get hung up on I have a dream, and then as soon as you create a vision, your mind gets into overdrive. Says, well, how am I going to do that? I don't have this connection. I don't have the money for this. And we get stuck in the how. And I want to invite all our listeners to remember that the how is not as important as the who. Because who you're being, how you treat others, and who you are when you're with others, that will bring you more riches and more rewards than all the tactical hows you could ever figure out.
And that's true. It's the image of the dream, and then you excite the emotional energy. And then you take the action to ride the elevator to the pinnacle, with your wisdom being the key, and the innovation opens the door to your pristine prosperity.
We should do a TV show together or something. You're awesome.
Well, that's the vision statement for my Expand Through Life seminars.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Here, I'll just read it to you. So, I now unleash people's heart supremacy to understand it's the image of my dreams. My emotions are the electricity powering my dreams. My actions are the elevator to the pinnacle. Wisdom is the key to be free. Innovation opens the door to soar to my prosperity, fueling my oceans of opulence, relishing me surfing on my seas of success, basking on my blissful beaches of unconditional love, setting on my mountain of money because I chose to embrace the images of my dreams with a daring self-starting self-esteem now and forever.
That is a beautiful vision statement. Beautiful vision.
And see, and this is what I got when I was listening to you. This come to me because when you see the philosophy of one and the principle that Nancy is teaching you, are exposing you to expand your wisdom, you will win your game of life because you choose to live the principles of success that Nancy has in her books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's filled with story after story, and I have a Facebook page I'm just starting so that people can share their experiences with this because, again, I'm on a mission to share this with as many people as possible.
And, you know, when somebody's willing to share their wisdom like Nancy, the only one that can stop you from succeeding is you.
Mm-hmm.
Is myself. That's the only one that can stop anybody from succeeding
That's right.
in themselves, don't you feel?
Yeah.
Well, Nancy, we're out of time here. Nancy, you can go to nancymatthews.com. The book is The Philosophy of One. She also has Visionary with Guts CDs. And you've heard a plethora of prosperity prowess to expand your life with Nancy. And Nancy, give the people some wisdom to live by, and I'll close out the show.
Well, I just want to remind you to treat each and every person that you meet as if they are the one, because they just might be. And the magic inside of that is when you treat other people as if they are the one, you become the one for them, to remind them that they're special, they're valued, and that they matter. And that's the magic and the dance of this life in its best form.
And I want to thank Nancy and all the listeners for being here, and I'll be here. I'll be in Florida next week at Amanda Rose Igoe's Six Figure Speaking Conference.
Oh, wonderful. She's a very good friend of mine. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, reach out to me when you're here, and perhaps we can connect.
All righty. And anyway, I really thank Nancy for sharing her wisdom. And the book is The Philosophy of One. It's on nancymatthews.com when she gets it all done. And
yep,
thank you, Nancy, and all the listeners.
All right, everybody. Have a beautiful night. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, I bet you. And good night, everybody.
Good night.